I feel like I'm going to be too loud.
You're going
to. No. I mean, I'll just try not to do that. But I don't know.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, indeed. All right. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 199.
This is a podcast where two drunken social distancers play retro games for your amusement. I am social distancer number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am social distancer number two. My name is Earl. And this week we are doing the podcast quarantine style. Jurek is at his house, and I am at my house. We're locked up. We're on here in Minnesota. Actually, at midnight as we record this, our stay-at-home order goes into effect.
Yep.
So we're abiding by the governor's wishes, and we're going to stay home, and we're going to record the podcast via electronically. So
yeah, we're both on Discord, and
yep.
We're just, you know, hanging out this way.
Yeah.
Which means we are going to break one of our rules. We're playing our game the Switch.
We are. So, this week, Revelers, we'll be playing Double Dragon 2 The Revenge on the NES. But, as Jurek was saying, on the Switch. Because we can play online together. We are breaking our cartridge rule. But
with the NES like thing or whatever on the Switch, we can play a two-player game online, even though it's a, you know, NES game.
Yeah,
that's kind of how we're gonna have to do
it. That's how we have to do it for right now. So also, just want to let you know, Revelers, we're using different microphones and gear than we normally do. Like, we each have a headset on. And so if things sound different or aren't balanced quite as well, we apologize for that, but that's just the way it is. We're figuring this out as we go. We at least figured out how to do the podcast without being in the same room. So
we did. We got that part figured out for now.
We did. this week we're going to play Double Dragon 2, but before we get there, how's it going this week, Trick?
I mean, you know, it's just sitting at home, doing nothing.
Yep.
Playing video games, watching movies. I've been trying to teach myself and learn how to crochet.
Oh.
I made this so far.
Oh, Jurek's showing me via Discord. It's like a mini scarf.
It's like a part of a scarf.
It's like it's like 1 foot long.
it's like almost a foot long, maybe.
You made that though, Drake. Nice.
I made it.
I'm all proud of you. Wow.
Yeah, it's I don't know if crocheting's for me.
No, that's fair.
I mean, it's just something to do. But now, you know, I'll have some stuff to do come Monday because school starts again.
Oh, right. So at least you can study or something, or I don't know. But it's like online learning, right?
It's all online, yeah. I'm only going to have two classes, and one of them already was purely online that one nothing changes with.
Right.
But the other one will be interesting. I'm not sure. Because I feel like that one's supposed to definitely be in person, because we're supposed to start learning X-ray, like, procedures and stuff.
Okay.
So who knows how we learn how to position people online.
Well, maybe
supposed to be in the lab with the, like, moving around the X-ray machine and stuff.
Right. Interesting. Quarantine's a weird thing. I don't know. I mean, I guess you could say I've been slowly preparing for this since Smash Brothers came out.
You just stay at home anyway.
I just stay at home anyway and play Smash Brothers, so. But it's different.
Yeah, but you went to work before.
Yeah, I know. It's different when you have to, you know, like, just because I was staying at home playing Smash Brothers doesn't mean I wasn't still having people over and going places and, you know,
going to the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
When we record. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you know, at least I've got my fiance Abby here with me, so we're not alone.
Well,
you're not going crazy by yourself.
I'm going crazy by myself, I'll tell you that much.
Well, you've got Smash Brothers and you've got Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing, oh god, it's so good. Speaking of,
Drew, yeah, how's your quarantine been going though?
My quarantine's been good. I mean, it's been fine.
Even though the order came out, you know, it's supposed to stay at home order is what starts today, but I've basically already been doing that for the past like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, that's me too. So I don't know. I did go out yesterday. I went to the grocery store. So that was
exciting. You're still allowed to do that too.
Yeah. Yeah. But tell the Revelers and I, Jurek, have you played any video games in your quarantine?
I have. I started the other day. I started playing a game on Xbox called My Time at Portia.
Oh, My Time at Portia. I've heard of that. I've never played it.
Yeah, it's kind of a 3D Stardew, sort of.
Okay.
Except for instead of coming and taking over your like grandfather's farm, you come and take over your father's workshop.
Ah, okay.
You're like a builder. So you get like commissions from the town or whatever. Like they're like, hey, build this for us. And then you go and gather all the materials. You know, you go down in the mine and do some mining to collect copper ore, iron ore, whatever. And then you bring it back and put it in the smelter to make like iron bars. And then you use those to do other things, or chop wood and use that to build things.
Like Stardew.
And there's some farming. There's also then the relationship stuff. You go around town and talk to people and you build hearts up and you can eventually get married to someone. But I've not really done any of that relationship stuff because there's so many people in the town. I don't really even know where to begin or what to do with that.
That's
the only problem I think with that system is there's just too many people.
I see.
Like Stardew has a fair amount of people, but enough that I can keep track of them.
Yeah, there's like, only like I 20.
Can't tell you more than, yeah, there's way more than that in this game.
Okay. Yeah.
So I haven't really done much with that, but I mean it's fun. I'm maybe already lost my interest in it.
Okay.
Just because it's also kind of just doing the same thing over and over. Like it's just okay, now I need to I have all this stuff mined. Now I need to, you know, just keep my furnace going at all times and keep making this stuff because it seems that's kind of all the things you need. So, I don't know. So, I've played that a bit. And then yesterday I started playing your favorite game, Donkey Kong Country 2.
Oh, I know. Abby sent me a picture and said that you wished I was there playing with you.
Oh, I didn't know she sent you that.
She did. And I said, well, I don't know if I actually responded, but I saw it. I saw you were playing it.
Yeah. So I'm in the final like world in that.
The final world? It's impossible to get there. Yeah. That game's impossible.
No, I've beaten that game many times.
No, that game.
Certainly not impossible.
It's a garbage game for garbage people. It is definitely
doable, and it's a fantastic game. I mean, I've been having some troubles. I've been definitely sucking it up lately.
Yeah, because it's fucking impossible.
Abby's giving me shit when she's watching me play.
Right. Like, she's saying, like, this game sucks, you should turn it off?
No, she's saying this game's good, you suck at it.
I see. Okay.
But yeah, that's pretty much covers that. My time at Portia, and then hopefully I'll beat Donkey Kong Country tomorrow.
Nice. I think
I was hoping to have it beat before the podcast started, but
I forgot about
the last world. I thought I was going to the final boss, and I was like, oh crap, there's a whole nother world.
Oh, right. Yeah.
What about you, man? Well, how's Animal Crossing?
Animal Crossing is so good. I love it so much. I'm so as we record this, about a week in. I refuse to time travel. I will not cheat. That takes all the fun out of it, as far as I'm concerned.
Cheating.
So
time travel is cheating.
Yeah. I think I'm working on my third upgrade on my house. I've been catching some sweet rare fish, which is awesome. My resident services tent just got upgraded to the building, so that's fucking sweet. I mean, solid. It's all happening, Jurek. It's my virtual village is really coming together. I've also got a plan in my head for this big park I want to build for my residents. So it's pretty exciting. It's pretty exciting.
That sounds pretty great. Yep. Yeah, Abby's been crossing.
Abby's been what?
What?
What did you say? Sorry, oh. This is going to happen from time to time.
I know, you cut out there. Abby's been playing a lot of Animal Crossing lately.
And what does she think of it?
She seems to enjoy it, I think. She's shaking her head.
No, she doesn't. I see.
I mean, I think she does, but maybe at the same time doesn't. I don't. She's still unsure. Yeah. If she had something else to do, she might not keep playing it, but she has nothing else to do in quarantine.
I see. I mean, I love it.
A lot of time last night trying to catch tarantulas.
Oh, yeah. I just caught my very first one. Like, the first tarantula I saw, I didn't even know it could attack me.
They fuck you up, apparently.
Yeah, and I just, the first one I saw, I was just like, oh, here's my net. Boop. And I got him. But I put him in the museum or whatever, but every time since I've tried to catch one, I always get bit and I cannot catch another one. I don't know. I like fishing. I like fishing a lot. Although in this one, I think it seems like, maybe I just didn't focus on it in some of the last ones, but like, it seems like bugs are easier to find and catch in this one than they have been in the past. Like, I never really focused on bugs at all in any of the past ones. But I am enjoying collecting the bugs this time around. So, yeah.
Fair enough. Well, I don't know. Then catch those bugs, man.
Yeah.
Just be careful of those tarantulas.
I know. The tarantulas get you, and the bees.
Mess
the,
you up.
The bees yeah, will get bees. You, too. Or the wasps, I guess. The wasps.
Wasps.
Yeah. That's why you should always have your net out if you're shaking trees. in case the honey, the hive drops and the fucking wasps come right. at you. Because they are fast. It's really hard to outrun them. Like, sometimes you can outrun them and get into a building, but mostly it's impossible to do that. So,
wasps are going to get you.
They're going to get you. But yeah, so I've been playing Animal Crossing. I've, of course, been playing Smash too. You know, I like play Animal Crossing for a while each day. And then after I've done my chores and stuff, you know, all the things I'm supposed to do, I usually dick around for a little while and then just play Smash for most of the rest of the day.
I just wish Final Fantasy VII Remake was out.
Why don't they just put it out early is my question.
I don't know.
I mean, like, it's gotta be done,
like a
right?
week and a half at this point.
It's gotta be done. They like yeah. product is already shipped, right? Like,
I would think. Well, like, what more can you possibly be doing that the game can't just come out?
Well, yeah, because I mean, like, stores.
Everyone's under quarantine. Just give us the game we want, man.
Right, but it is supposed to come out next week. Is that true?
It comes out. Not next week, I believe.
The 10th?
It'll be a week from Tuesday. It's a Friday.
Oh, it is a Friday, yeah. So the...
Yeah, it's the 10th.
The 10th. So. That's when our stay-at-home order ends.
Oh, so, yeah, it comes out in 2 weeks from today.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I guess, I don't know, I keep trying to get into it on the PlayStation 1, but I just can't. I don't know. Maybe the remake will let me get into it. But it's how different is it? Do you know?
I think it's gonna be a lot different.
A lot different. Okay. And like, yeah, I want to play the original.
It's not turn based.
I see. I mean,
it kind of is. It's a modified turn based sort of thing.
Right. Okay. Oh, it's modified turn based. I see.
Kind of. It's weird. I'll talk about it in a couple weeks.
Right. When you've played it.
Let you know how it is.
Yeah. I think I need to spend some of my quarantine like trying to beat some games that I have never beaten. You know, like
yeah.
I should pop in Ninja Gaiden again. And I actually kind of want to give Fester's Quest.
Fester's Quest.
Yeah, I want to give it a shot. I don't know. We played it a few weeks ago and it's fun. It's super hard, but like, I don't know. I had fun while we played it. And
yeah, I wanted to give Blaster Master a try.
Oh, dude, Blaster Master is fucking fantastic. Oh, it's on the NES thing, right?
It's on here.
Or Switch Online, yeah. Blaster Master is great. It's also hard, but I would highly recommend Blaster Master. My neighbor, one of my neighbors had it growing up, and I would play it at their house. And I always thought it was so fucking cool. And apparently they made another one, Blaster Master Zero or something, for Switch.
Yeah, on the Switch.
That's also supposed to be really fucking good. So,
but
that's like a modern game, but that's right. Okay. But this week, Jurek, we're going to be playing Double Dragon 2, The Revenge on the NES.
The Revenge.
What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
We can sure try.
I did the pipe a little early, Reveler, so I'm going to do it again. There it is. I hope you can hear it. I don't know. Okay. It looks really quiet. Yeah, Jurek can't hear it because I'm not sending that audio. We've got a crazy setup going here to record all this and do sound effects and do the whole thing. But I don't know. Just bear with us. Also, sorry if we cut in and out. We're online, so we're at the mercy of internet connections and I don't know. We're just making this work. So
I mean, I assume it should record you fine since you're directly connected to it. I guess I could cut in and out possibly since I'm being transmitted over the World Wide Web.
Yes, I think that's right, but I also don't know. I don't know if I'm going directly into what we're recording or if I'm actually recording the audio from the Discord app. I'm not quite sure how I've got it set up, but whatever I've done, it's working. So that's good.
Well, hopefully it's picking you up better than you're transmitting to me.
Why am I cutting in and out?
Well, you just cut in and out occasionally.
Okay.
Gets slightly robotic. I mean, it's fine. It's just if it was recording you like this for a podcast, it would probably be annoying to people.
Well, yeah. So, Revelers, if it is annoying to people, very sorry. But that's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
At least we're able to record. So,
yeah.
Anyway, Jurek, are we ready for our three questions?
We're ready for three questions.
All right, here we go. So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurek?
We'll find out.
Okay, here we go. Double Dragon 2 NES question number one. In the arcade version, at the very beginning of the game, the guys walk out of a helicopter hangar. The helicopter that can be seen is from what other game?
The helicopter that can be seen is from what other game?
Yep. What other game?
It's from...
You're just going to look at a little hint. It's not one of these games, but it is an NES game.
It's not what? Oh,
it's not.
For a second, I was like, "Is it this right here?"
Twin B? It's not Twin B.
Have we played this game?
No, we have not. I'm not even sure you would have heard of it. But
oh, well, shit. I have no idea then.
Boom! Incorrect. So the helicopter is from Thunderstorm, or better known to us in the West as Cobra Command. This game was also designed by Yoshihisa Kishimoto for Data East, who also did, Double Dragon 2. So, but the hell, it's just a nice little reference to one of his other games. I thought that was kind of cool. So, but that's in the arcade version. Right. I don't think you see that in the NES version, but I could be wrong. I don't know. Okay, 0-1 here, Jurek, 0-1. Question number two. How does the opening and the ending of the NES version differ from the arcade version?
Oh.
It's actually quite different. Sort of. The opening is quite different. The ending is also quite different.
Well, yeah, I know, basically from mission 2 onwards, the NES version, I think, quite different.
It is, yeah. The NES version is actually somewhat...
Does the NES version not show what's her name getting killed?
I'm gonna give you 0.5 on that one.
Or she's not getting shot or something?
Yeah. I mean, yes.
Yes. And the ending,
Oh, no.
Oh, no, what?
You just cut way out. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, you kind of froze for a second.
Oh,
there.
So did you. Okay, but we're back. We're back. This is crazy. We're at the mercy of technology here.
I know.
Sorry, revelers. Anyway, okay, I'm going to give you 0.5 on that one. You kind of got it. So in the arcade version, the bad guy is known as Machine Gun Willie, who guns down Marion in the opener and kills her. But in the NES version, this scene is not shown, but it is implied that she was stabbed by a ninja. She does die, but yeah, stabbed by a ninja, I guess. Machine Gun Willie does not even make an appearance in the NES version. Instead, the final boss is known only as the Mysterious Warrior. And the ending is also different in that in the NES version, Marion somehow magically comes back to life in the end. In the arcade version, she just straight up remains dead. It's very dark.
Fair enough.
Yep, yep. But yeah,
which version she's dead?
She's dead in the arcade version.
Oh.
Yeah,
but she comes back in this one.
In the NES version, she dies in the beginning or supposedly gets stabbed by a ninja. And then when you beat the game, she's back or something. Like, they don't really explain it. So, I don't know. Okay, 0.5 out of 2 here, Drick. Not too shabby. All right. We go. Question number 3. The cover art for both the Famicom version and NES version are almost identical. There are a few changes specifically regarding Marion on the cover. What did they change from the Famicom version for the Western release?
God, I have no idea. I looked at the cover and stuff, but obviously I'm only seeing one version of it.
Right. Oops. I played multiple sounds there because I have fat fingers, apparently, but that is incorrect.
You can't do it with your left hand.
Oh, I actually did it with my right, but I like mashed the keyboard. Okay. So for the North American release, they used the same art as the Famicom release. But in the North American release, they lengthened Marion's skirt. And in the Japanese Famicom version, the shirt she is wearing is flesh colored. And so they changed that for the American version to be bright red or to be like a red color. And I looked at the Famicom version cover, and you can basically see Marion's ass poking out of her skirt. it is fairly risque, I will say. I think we would have been able to handle it as American audiences, but I guess they didn't think we were ready for such debauchery. So,
they still do that stuff like that all the time.
Yeah, I know. They apparently were just
too sensitive. And then people get all like pissed off about it.
Right. Okay, 0.5 out of 3, Drick. Didn't shut you out this week. Did not shut you out.
Still not good, though.
It's okay. Drick, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Double Dragon 2 for the NES?
I do indeed. All right. Double Dragon 2, The Revenge, was released in 1988 in the arcades and 1990 on the NES. It's developed by Technos Japan, who also made like Super Dodgeball and River City Ransom. It was published by Technos Japan on the arcade and the Japanese NES version, I think, but in North America it was published by Acclaim.
Ah, okay.
So yeah, I only had Technos Japan written down until I got into the NES screen, and on the box art it says Acclaim in the bottom left corner. So I was like, oh shit, my information's incorrect.
Oh, and I said Data East, but that must be who did it that's who developed the game.
No, Technos Japan. Oh. Data East had nothing to do with it.
Oh, the thing I read said, oh, I see. I get it. Okay. The helicopter question that I had said that the helicopter was from this Cobra Command game designed by the same guy for Data East. So that's a different company, but he worked for both companies. I get it. Okay, never mind. Continue.
Okay. Like Earl said, the designer is Yoshihisa Kishimoto, who, yeah, worked on all, like, the Double Dragon 1, 2, 3, and, like, Super Double Dragon, and the Kunio-kun series.
Yeah.
Which I think they're releasing a compilation soon on, like, I think Switch and stuff that's Double Dragon and Kunio-kun games.
Oh, really? Cool. The Kunio-kun, that, like, was never released here. Like, we don't, that's a big franchise, I think, in Japan.
But we don't have.
It's not here, you know? I don't think, is it?
I don't think so. I had never heard of it until I recently heard about this collection that's coming out.
Right, right.
So, but he apparently, Yoshihisa Kishimoto considers him, he refers to himself as the grandfather of beat-em-ups.
Oh, okay. That's...
Which I guess. They weren't like the first ones, but they were maybe the bigger one. The first like real big one.
Yeah, Double Dragon.
Double Dragon, at least.
And also...
Kunio-kun games were pretty big in Japan.
You know, are the Kunio-kunu games... I can't even say it. How do you say it?
I believe it's Kunio-kun.
Kunio-kun. Are those games... That's River City Ransom. I think they were released here.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
It might be.
Or maybe the same company and they used...
They had those listed separately, though.
Oh, they did. Okay. I guess I thought...
They had one that said River City Ransom and then Kunio-kun. But yeah, maybe they are, but we only got River City Ransom. Maybe the series has gone much bigger in Japan.
Right.
And we just got one of them.
Okay.
That's possible.
That is. I don't know. I guess we'll have to dig a little deeper, but we should actually play River City Ransom one of these days. It's a great
game. We should. It's on here.
It is on here.
We can even play it on here.
We can play it in quarantine when we do our quarantine episodes. We had big plans. So, Revelers, I'm going to let them in on a little secret. I'm not going to tell them what we were going to do, but our next episode is episode 200. And so we had big plans for episode 200, which have now all gone out the window because we can't be together.
Yep.
So
everybody's plans are shifting. All the movies are delayed.
Yeah.
We got to wait a whole year now for Fast 9.
Oh, it's devastating. Although it is kind of cool that they're doing this, theater at home thing. Pretty much like all
but
the
movies.
But
it's like $20 to rent the movie.
Yeah, $20 to rent the movie. Like, I just can't bring myself to
do it. Still, if you have a family of like three or four or whatever, and you were planning on going to the theaters to see that, you're still saving a ton of money.
Yeah, so like it works for a family, but like I'm by myself, so like I'm not going to spend $20 to watch. I kind of want to watch Bloodshot, that new
the new Vin Diesel movie.
Yeah, but I just can't bring myself to do it.
Yeah, I know. But anyways, continuing on with Double Dragon 2, the composer is Kazunaka Yamane. I have no idea what else they've composed.
Okay. Well, should we listen to some of his jams right now?
We should indeed.
Let's do it. Pretty good.
It is good. It's got a lot going on to it. A lot of like a deeper bass and some higher pitch stuff. But eventually, after I was listening to it all, like a lot of it just kind of starts sounding the same.
It does. The title music I thought was the best, and that was yeah, the first the title track music I played.
Was awesome.
Yeah,
that was the first one. Yeah,
yeah.
Title track was great, and then all the different levels kind of start blending in together.
They do.
Like. I mean, they're still good.
Yeah, but. Yeah, but I don't know. Pretty decent. But music.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, this is obviously, you know, it's Double Dragon. It's an arcade, like, beat 'em up where you're playing as Billy and Jimmy Lee. And in this one, in the first one, Marion, like, gets kidnapped by some gang, and you have to go out and save her.
And it's the most hilarious scene. Like, Jurek and I were going to play Double Dragon 1. And so we tested it out yesterday, but turns out that Double Dragon 1 is not co-op multiplayer, which we were surprised at, but that is a true thing. Anyway, that first scene where they walk up and Marion's standing there and then they just punch her in the stomach and then they put her on the shoulder and carry her off. It's just so fucking hilarious.
It's weird.
Anyways.
But yeah, in this one, the game, as we already kind of talked about, it starts with Marion's death and then you set out to avenge her from the leader of the Black Warriors. I think they were the Black Warriors in the arcade, and then in this one they're like the Shadow Warriors or something
like that. They're just like ninjas basically. Machine Gun Willie is in the arcade, but he is not in the NES version,
right? In this one it's just, you know, it's, you know, your typical kind of side scrolling beat 'em up. You run around, you beat guys up, and sometimes they drop weapons that you can then pick up and use against them. I think this one, just like the first one, there's never more than two enemies on the screen at a time, and only they're always the same type of enemy. You'll never have a mixed map of enemies.
Okay. That was a little bit before.
I think it was a hardware limitation.
Yeah, that makes sense. Cool. Well, what do you think? Should we get to this game?
Yeah, probably.
Sweet. Well, let's move on. I think we better do a shot first. And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving. And please don't be driving, because you should be inside. Just stay inside. Just stay home. So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Whew. It's so weird, like, not being able to physically cheers and...
Right.
I don't know. Just a couple odd things.
We're virtually cheersing through the power of technology.
The revelers are going to be in on all our secrets now. I'm just giving away all the secrets, but you still heard clinks, revelers, because I always add in the clinks later.
The clinks are added in post.
They are.
We do clink our shots.
But we used to do it in front of the microphone, and like sometimes it was like a nice clink, but sometimes it was just like a little like... Like, it wasn't
and sometimes
anything.
We clinked too hard, and then we spilled whiskey all over the microphone.
right. So
mostly that was the old microphones, because we had to do it, like, right above it or something.
Yeah, we had to do it right on top of it, yeah. Well, cool. I mean, I'm ready to play this game. I don't know about you.
Yeah, man.
Let's fucking do it.
Double Dragon
2. Okay. So I think the difference between A and B is friendly fire.
Yep. Like A, we cannot hit each other, I believe, and B, we can hit each other. We're gonna go with A because fuck the Battletoads method.
I do not want to play.
Should
upsies,
we go
downsies.
With Warrior then?
Yes. I think let's go with
let's
Warrior.
Go with, I think that's like normal. Difficulty.
So there, yeah, there's we, practice.
We still can't even on Warrior like really beat the game. Not that we're gonna beat the game.
No, but. But practice, yeah, there's only three levels.
And Warrior has like eight or something. You can only get the final ninth level on Supreme
Master. I don't know why they didn't just use easy, medium, and hard.
I know.
But instead they fucking... Oh, here, we got this... People called them the Double Dragons.
It was basically saying it's sometime in the year 20-something.
Ah, I see.
And yet the dragon had one terrible enemy to fight against him was the destiny and fate of the Double Dragon. One day, Shadow Warriors. Yep. Attack the city, right. And Billy's girlfriend, Mary.
So, something that they don't.
Got a ninja here.
Yeah, that's the Shadow Warrior or whatever. Or no, the Mysterious Warrior.
Right.
But like what they kind of gloss over in Double Dragon 2 is that, or they totally do in the American version at least, is that in Double Dragon 1, Jimmy is the bad guy. Like that, you're fighting your brother, basically.
At like the end or
something. No, I think it's the, I mean, he's the bad guy. Well, you fight him at the end because he's the final boss. But he's the bad guy in it. But they don't even really mention that not in the manual, not really anywhere. I hate this back kick. So the two.
I know, it's like if you're facing to the right, A is punch and B is a back kick. If you're facing to the left,
that's why I'm so confused.
Back kick.
What the fuck?
Switches which button does which depending on which way you're facing.
That's so weird. Why would they?
Which is really weird and really can. It's basically if you're facing to the right, the button on the right punches that direction.
Yeah, or the button.
Way, then the button on that side punches that way, or the other button punches the other way. It's direction.
That is so confusing.
It's still super weird. And then to jump, you press A and B together.
That took me forever to figure out. And how'd you do that? You press
both again in the air. You do this like spin kick thing.
I can't do a spin kick. Maybe. Oh my god, I did it.
Oh, there. Yeah, I'm not sure how to do. Like I did it just a second ago, but.
Oh, I did it. I don't know how. I think you just got to be really quick. Nope. I don't fucking know. Let's just go.
I don't know.
Let's beat up some fucking ninjas. Oh, here they come down the ladder. Oh, man, you got them both with one fucking sweet kick.
Yeah, just there. See there? Yeah, when they come down the ladder, you can totally just kick them off the ladder.
I keep, of course, trying to kick a guy who's not
fucking
there. The controls are a little weird. I don't know.
I mean, you get used to it, but okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I feel like it must have been this one that me and my neighbor played all the time.
Yeah, I think it was. Like you kept saying Double Dragon 1 was two player, but it is not, and it never has been. So
I really thought it was.
I mean, it is two player. I mean,
it is, but you take turns. Apparently, you.
Oh,
you just fell right off.
I know that's because I got confused and I was looking at your guy as me. I lost track of my own self.
Throwing knives at guys.
Oh man, you threw it right in his fucking beak.
Oh, but then you only get to keep the knife for like that fight.
Yeah, because you can't take it up ladders. Oh my god.
Oh.
Yes, crushing it.
Got him.
Oh, now we're up here. Why is there a street on the roof?
I don't know. It is the future.
Oh, it is the future, right? It's 20XX. Yeah, maybe it's 2020. Maybe
it's 10 years from now after the coronavirus wipes us all out.
Oh, my God. I can't believe the crazy times we're living in. Oh, my God. I think we're at a boss. This is a boss for sure.
I think it's a mini boss or like a sub boss.
Oh, I fucking did a sweet ninja kick at him, though.
Oh, yeah. Took him out with my.
He looks kind of cool. He's got like kick. He sort of looks like Krang, like the Krang's body in.
Oh, he does kind of, yeah.
I don't know why. That's what he reminds me of. Oh, we did it.
He just like disintegrated.
He's doing a move. Okay.
I don't know what is happening with this guy.
I don't either. I feel like honestly, this is not. I'm gonna shoot us in the foot here, but it really hasn't been too difficult thus far.
No, we both are. Oh, there, we beat him.
Like, you're player one, right? Yeah. So,
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah, because
I've lost like one.
You've lost one health thing, and I've lost none. And we did it, though. Yeah. We beat a level. Drake.
I mean, we did. We're on to mission two.
Mission two. Here we go. Do you need a second here? It looks like you're.
No. Never mind. It's not on here.
What are you looking
at? I was just trying to get prepared for the future of review score.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We're good.
All right. I'm going to beat these guys up.
Or we will be in a second. Yeah, all right, you take those guys out.
They're dead. Oh, down.
Oh, so you did lose a life when you don't.
Oh, he told us to go down.
Yeah, but climb down.
I see.
Up to your death.
So it told us to go down, and I just jumped down the fucking hole.
You just jumped down. Oh my god, I almost fell off the edge.
Like, that is a modern sensibility that just came out, though. It was like, why wouldn't you just be able to jump down there if it tells you to go down? I didn't even think I could die. I just went down.
There's definitely some verticality in this game.
There is. Turns out, though, you have to climb the pipe.
Like,
oh my god, it's the fucking helicopter from Cobra Command.
Fucking smoked by this goddamn helicopter.
I don't think you can get it.
Guys gonna come out of this?
They dropped out guys. Or girls, maybe? Yeah. These look like girls.
I think they're girls.
They're punk girls. They look like they have mohawks, but they also look like they're wearing like little tank tops or something.
Like tube tops. Or tube tops.
Tube tops is the word I'm looking for. Yes! Get them!
Definitely just girls wearing tube tops.
Girls wearing tube tops. There's a great Real Big Fish song called Ban the Tube Top. It's a fucking great tune. If you guys are into ska at all, revelers.
A ton of great songs.
That is true.
We used to listen to Real Big Fish all the time back in high school.
You know it. Back in high school, I've listened to Real Big Fish all the time throughout my entire adult life.
I guess, but... yeah. I only started listening to it when driving around with you, and I haven't listened to it much in recent years.
I do like
that first album or whatever. Maybe not the first.
Turn the Radio Off is so fucking good. Yeah.
That album's fantastic.
Every song is fantastic. There is a, oh my god. This has got to be, okay, so I read about these ninjas.
Hey, what color am I? Blue.
You're blue. I know, I keep losing it too. Yeah. Oh my god.
These guys definitely do some damage.
So these ninjas here, these are the boss of level 2.
We beat them.
We did it. Oh my god, we got to
get
on.
The helicopter's leaving.
Oh, I thought we had to get on, I guess, because I'm pretty sure level 3.
I think we still do, I think it.
I see. We can't just physically.
Yeah, see, we jump. It shows us. We jump and
crush. Oh, yeah. There's like little pictures. You'll never escape from us. Grasp. Yeah.
I know. I like how it doesn't spell out grasp.
It's like a little comic book almost.
It's kind of without movement. It reminds me a lot of like Ninja Gaiden in between.
Yeah,
things.
Yeah. It's like cutscenes.
Yeah.
What I read called this game an FMV game.
Oh my god.
Oh, we got sucked into the
door.
Wow,
when that door opens up, it sucks you out.
It sucks you right in because we're in the helicopter. So it's like that air pressure.
You're on your last life now because of that.
Am I? Oh no, I died.
Yeah, you got zero lives left.
Oh, I got zero lives. Oh my god, what is this? This guy's humongous.
Is this a Bobo or no? That's in the first one.
I mean, it's.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
We got him.
We beat him.
Oh my god.
Oh, another one.
It's okay. Fucking
muscle bound karate man.
Don't worry. Jimmy's here doing ninja kicks all around to get this fucker. Oh man. Yes. But
who's who? Are you Jimmy or am I?
Oh, I went out the fucking door.
Oh, you're dead.
I'm dead. God damn it. I'm Jimmy, you're Billy.
Billy. Oh, no, I'm dead too.
Billy is
blue. He got sucked out.
You have way more lives than I do.
Yeah, I've got two more.
Billy is blue and Jimmy is red. And
okay.
I'm going to look a thing up here because I think you have to put in a code.
I guess good thing we didn't play practice. If we had played practice, we'd be done by now.
We'd be done.
We made it to 4, motherfuckers.
Holy shit. What kind of fucking
never
sorcery is this?
I don't know. Oh, God. I just jumped into the water and killed myself.
Did you get an extra life or something? I see.
No, you zeroes a life.
I got to look it up because I read that there's a code that you need
to
continue. You need to put in a code.
You look that up because I'm afraid if I die and we don't have that code.
Oh my god.
Okay, so
here, this is fucking crazy what I'm looking at here. I gotta explain this.
Is it a super complicated
code? It's like, okay, so at the game over screen, enter the following codes very quickly to make the continue screen appear. You only have one chance to enter the cheat, and you cannot mess up and restart the code. If a mistake is made, the continue screen will not appear. But then there's a separate code to continue from stages 2 and 3, and then a separate code to continue from stages 4, 5, and 6, and then a separate code to continue from stages 7, 8, and 9. That is insane.
What?
So what stage are we on right now? We're on 4?
Okay, we're on stage 4.
Okay, so you can, I think you can remember
I've got the code here.
It's up, down, left, right, BAA.
Okay.
Up, down, left, right, BAA.
Okay, at the game over screen, enter the code very quickly to make the continue screen.
That's exactly what I just read, but yes.
Yep. Okay. I've got it here just because I assume me as player one, I'm the one that's probably going to have to enter it.
I believe that's correct. I mean, I guess I could try and enter it too, but I don't want to mess it up. Or, you know, I don't want to, like, if you're entering it and I'm entering it.
Right. So, I'll just enter it.
Okay. But you're at this sweet underwater level, or it's not really, you're at, like, it's called, like, the underwater base or something.
I must be going underwater, though, because I literally just died by falling in the water a second ago, and now we're underground.
Now we're underground, yeah. Oh, see, it's way harder with two with only one
person. Oh, my God, the ceiling is spikes. If they punch, you can't jump down here. You can't
jump. Oh, my God, that's so hard. These guys look like Frankenstein. Wow, it's
way harder and with one person.
Yeah, because you can't have each person take a... How did I die so quickly?
Who's Arnold Schwarzenegger?
That is Arnold. He's huge. How are you supposed to do this? If you can't,
I don't know. I can't do anything to this guy.
There, you got him.
Oh, I hit him up into the spikes.
You did. Maybe the spikes hurt him, too. I don't know.
Jesus Christ. What I think
his,
so. But
oh, it's his hands and his belt. Me. It looks like it says EMLE. EML3 or something like that.
Oh, God. He wasted me.
He did waste you. Are you ready for the code?
Here we go.
Up, down, left, right, BAA.
Up, down, left, right, BAA.
Oh.
Nope. Apparently
totally
not.
Did not work. I wonder... I wonder if that's a symptom of NES Online or the Switch Online.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you enter codes on this? I don't know. I've not ever tried.
I have no idea.
I don't see why you wouldn't be able to. It's just it's just an emulation of the game. You know?
Yeah, so that's the only code though too, is like continue. There's no.
Yeah. There's a helicopter glitch. I don't know what that means. Oh
yeah.
It's what we were just in. So oh, okay. When playing the stage that you're inside the helicopter, there's a way to make the door close as soon as it opens.
Oh.
After it opens, just pause the game and leave it paused for about 10 seconds or so and then unpause it. I see. And after you do that, the door should close and you won't have to worry about getting sucked out. That would have been nice to know a little while ago. I also read there's a trick you can do on that level, and you have to be like, you have to be pixel perfect on it. But like, if you go down into the lower right corner, like you stay down there, and as the guys come to you, the door opens and they get sucked out. So basically you don't even fight any guys. I don't know. All right. Well, should we try again? I mean, what are we looking at time wise here?
We're at like 45 minutes.
45 minutes. Let's,
play a little longer.
Should we try Supreme Master just for fun?
Oh God.
Let's try it.
All right.
Let's do it.
So do you want to know how fast somebody can beat this game?
Yes. Yes, I do. I want to guess first though. Double Dragon 2, I would say, the record time, the speed run time is, how about 13 minutes and 4 seconds.
You're close. You're actually slightly over.
I'm slightly over. Okay, how about...
which is shocking.
12 minutes and 13 seconds. I don't know.
You're still... You're over by a minute.
Oh, it's okay.
11 minutes and 16
seconds. Holy shit. That is so fast. Which,
and that's one. And that's one player.
That's one player.
Yeah, the two-player record is only, it's somehow slightly slower. It's 11 minutes and 28 seconds.
Interesting. I wonder why that is. 28 seconds. Yeah. Huh.
Oh, we're playing here. Oh, sorry, we're playing.
Oh my God, we're playing. I'm sorry. I just checked the email, and we have several emails from Revelers, and I can't believe I didn't check it before we recorded.
Oh, we have emails?
We have emails.
Because everyone's in quarantine now.
I think people want to, like, one of the subjects is just checking in on you and the podcast, because I didn't put one out for a few weeks. So I think people are worried. That was my bad. I'm so sorry, Revelers. Well,
do you want to quick read one and see if there's a discussion question?
I do. Can we pause this? You have to pause it. You're in control. Ah, and look at this. We've done it. We've heard from our main man. Our main man, Jerry.
Lamont?
Lamont himself.
Oh, finally. I'm worried about him.
Let's see. I'm sure there's a question in here somewhere. I'm not going to read your whole email right now, Lamont. I will read it, but... okay, here it is. If you could elect any Nintendo character president, who would it be and why? Any Nintendo character.
Elect any Nintendo character as president.
As president.
Who would it be?
Who would it be and why? I mean, Mario is a pretty obvious answer, but I don't know if we want to go that route.
Not electing a fucking plumber as president. The hell does he know about running a country?
Honestly.
All he does is jump on.
You know, Bowser might be the best bet. He's king. You know, he's run stuff before. Like, he runs a king. He runs a kingdom. You know, I don't know.
I mean, Peach. Like, women can be president too.
They can, and actually they should be.
She's running a kingdom.
She is running a kingdom. That's true. Peach, or I always, nothing against Peach. I don't want to cut down our women friends here, but. But as I say, what an asshole. But what I always kind of figured is Peach is the figurehead of the Mushroom Kingdom, but Toad actually runs the show. Okay. You know, I don't know if that's right or not, but I think it is. I think Toad runs the show, and I would vote for Toad if
I'd vote for Toad.
You know,
he seems to have a good head on his shoulders.
Yeah, it's a mushroom head.
It is.
Oh my
god! Well, I mean, his entire body's penis.
Revelers.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Revelers, if you have never listened to the band Star Bomb, that's Starbomb.
Oh, okay.
Please listen to Star Bomb, especially as a retro gaming fan. It's fucking hilarious. These guys write songs about video games, and they're all so spot on. All the jokes are just so great. They have like great songs about like there's a song about Luigi singing to Peach and how much he loves her, and Mario's being a dick about it. And then at the very end of the song, she has to pick Mario or Luigi, and then she ends up picking Toad because his whole body's shaped like a dick.
Oh, Mario and Luigi just completely agree.
Yeah, they're just like, oh yeah, okay, I get it. It's pretty fucking hilarious. Oh, did I throw that guy?
Yeah, I don't know how. You occasionally grab onto a guy, bring his head down to your knee, and just like wail on him, and then you like throw him. But I don't know how to do a lot of the. Oh, see there, I did it to him there. I don't know how to do it. It just seems to like happen occasionally.
Yeah, that's weird. I think they must have to be in the right position or something. I don't know. Who would you elect president, though, Drake?
You know, Toad seems like was it any Nintendo
character? It was any Nintendo character, so it doesn't have to be a Mario character. I guess I did get hung up on Mario characters there for a second. But Nintendo
I mean, you know, Zelda.
Zelda, maybe? That's who I was thinking too. Like, Zelda, you know, she's experienced in running a kingdom.
Yeah, I mean, you know. M. Bison, he knows how to run country.
Well, M. Bison is not really a Nintendo character. He's a Capcom character.
I know. That's why I was asking for clarification on Nintendo character.
I think it's Nintendo. Well, that's what Lamont said. So let's just stick with that. So any Nintendo character. So, I mean, I think Ness is out because I don't want like a 13-year-old boy being president, unfortunately.
Yeah, no.
13-year-old boys have bad ideas. I can tell you that much. As I know from experience, because I once was a 13-year-old boy.
I once? Remember, don't jump off.
I didn't jump off this time. I fucking went down the pipe. Like,
you got so many more lives now than you did before.
Oh, that's how I lost so many lives, because I fucked up.
Yeah, you just kept falling out. You didn't get. You were never getting killed by enemies. Jumping to your death.
The enemies take much longer to kill on Supreme Master.
Yeah, they definitely. Yeah, they take a couple more. Oh, this guy's still alive.
I thought he was dead. That's why I abandoned you. I didn't mean to abandon you there, but
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I mean,
I think Toad is a pretty solid choice. Although Peach is also.
I don't know how you get without getting shot by this fucking helicopter.
There was literally no way to do that. I don't think. Oh my god. I hate the fucking attack buttons. They change. Why do they change?
Oh, you went falling to your death.
I know, but at least I got hit off the cliff that time instead
right.
of
right. You didn't just like
I didn't just jump off myself. Oh, that's you! I was like, why can't I hit this guy?
Two-player, man.
Well, we're fighting these guys with blue pants, and you have blue pants, and so that's... I got confused. Oh, man. Toad, I think, is a good option.
I'd vote for Toad.
I mean, who else would be an option, though? Like, is Fox an option? Yeah. Fox McCloud? Like,
yes, but I don't want like a military guy.
Yeah, either. I think that's actually a good call. Rosalina? Yeah, Rosalina would be a good president.
I played a bit of I borrowed Super Mario Galaxy from you.
Oh yeah, have you played it a little bit?
A little bit. It kind of gives me a headache.
Oh, why?
Running because of like the orientation of everything that you're like running in around these planets or whatever.
You do run around them. I don't know.
It messed with my head.
Oh, interesting. I never had a problem with it. I thought it was all right.
It seems fine, but
are we winning, Jerk? Did we win?
Oh, okay, we did. We did win. we're just like punching that guy off screen.
We're fucking beating levels on the hardest difficulty here. What is this?
Right, onto the third level.
Maybe we ought to play games apart from now on.
Okay, be careful here.
When the door opens, pause it. It's up to you because I can't pause it. Pause it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you were supposed to pause it.
Just stand here.
Well. Oh my, nope, I'm dead.
Oh. Sorry.
This fucking helicopter is the worst. The absolute worst. Oh my god. Oh, and out you go. Oh my god, I cannot. The fucking attack buttons in this game are insane.
Yeah, so wait, is the door just going to close if I unpause it now? Or?
Yeah, I think so. Yep. Nice. I'm never going to survive this.
Yeah. Just gotta pause it.
I see. I was like, what happened?
Hang out here.
The door's
open. The door's open. Okay, there.
The game froze.
Oh god, god. It shut for a second and then just opened back up again.
Oh my god. Oh, I got him with this fucking sweet spin. Oh, he's out.
Oh, and then you jumped.
I killed him.
If he's in front of the door, just leave him be, man.
I know, but I didn't. Well, I'm dead.
Oh, there I go.
If you can beat this guy, you will get as far as we got before. On the hardest difficulty, which is pretty cool. You did it.
Sent him out the door.
Good job, Jurek. I almost made it this time, but alas.
Yeah, you just can't make it past that helicopter
It's
level.
It's pretty hard. You get sucked out of the door. I'm not paying attention.
Either, I mean, we're probably pretty much done anyways.
Yeah, I think, is it time? Is it time to move on to final shots?
Yep, time for final shots, for final thoughts.
All right, we each got to pour one now. It's normally one of us pours both of them, but here we are. Here we are.
Don't worry, revelers. We still, even though we're at home on our own, still
doing this quarantine style-y. I also want to give a shout out to, Matthew D. Thank you.
That's a new one.
Yep. He's a new one. And, oh, I'm just kidding. I thought it was a reveler. It said checking in on you and your podcast. But it's actually a guy from our podcast company that we just checking in about COVID-19 stuff.
Gotcha.
But Lamont email us.
We got an email from Lamont.
Super good to hear from you, Lamont. I'm really glad you reached out.
Always like hearing from you, Lamont.
I mean, Lamont is our number one fan. I'm sorry, Revelers, if you think you are, but Lamont has been with us for years. I mean, almost since the beginning. Lamont was the first person to ever reach out to us and still does. So just fucking awesome. Just awesome.
So the rest of you, be like Lamont.
Be like Lamont. Remember, we were going to make t-shirts that said, be like Lamont. That's like not the Lamont. First time we've said that.
send us emails.
Yeah. But Lamont, we hope you're staying safe in this quarantine. Also, Revelers, we also hope you're all staying safe too. This is just weird. Everything's weird. And the good thing about it is that we are all in this together, you know? It sometimes doesn't feel like that for me because I'm by myself all the time, which is like, you know, a little, it gets a little lonely sometimes, but, but everybody's in the same boat. I wish I could
come hang out with you, man.
Well, I know, but we can hang out on Discord and online and, you know, I can't tell you how many Zoom parties I've done in the last, couple weeks.
I've not done any.
Or at least a few, or parties is the wrong word, but Zoom hangouts, I guess. It's been pretty fun. It's just this crazy new world we live in, which literally changed overnight. The world we knew just was gone in one day, you know? It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, it is time for final shots for final thoughts. Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Jurek's getting a shot. Cilantro. There it is.
Oh, I got it.
Cilantro.
Cilantro.
Woo. Okay.
It took me a second to pick it up because I spilled a little bit of whiskey.
At least you didn't spill beer all over your floor like I did.
I did not.
Fucking, I opened these beers. A little
bit of whiskey on the cocktail table.
Revelers, I opened up these fucking, I got these Surly. Surly's a big company in Minneapolis here, a big brewery. And I got these, like, I work at a theater, and we're obviously closed down indefinitely and because of the virus. And so we were getting rid of all of our concessions. And so I took home a couple of these cases of beer. And I don't know what is going on with them, but as soon as I opened them, like, it just, like, foam literally everywhere. It just, like, spilled over the can. It went all over the fucking – and, like – I didn't shake them up. They've been sitting in my fridge for a day, you know? Like, I don't know. I don't understand. But
who knows, man?
My apartment smells like our college house now, Jurek. Like, what the fuck is that? Fucking beer.
Yeah, you can't even say it's just water.
I know.
Marie's, our old roommate, that was her least favorite thing. Earl, when somebody spilled water on the table, and Earl just, like, wiped it off the table onto the couch. She got furious. Like, what are you doing? Like, it's just water.
That was it. Actually, we had carpeted floor, and I had a cup of water, and we were watching a movie, and I put my water on the carpet, my glass of water on the carpet, and I accidentally knocked it over, and Marie watched me knock it over, and then I just turned back and continued watching the movie, and she looked at me and was like, "What the fuck, Earl? You're not going to clean that up?" And yeah, and I said, "No, it's just water. It'll dry." She still won't let me forget that. Fucking hilarious.
Yep.
Anyway, it's time for final shots. Well, we already did final shots. It's time for final thoughts, Rick. Okay. What's a key feature of this game? How many throwing knives knives out of five do you give Double Dragon 2 the Revenge for the NES?
I'm gonna give this a 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5.
I like this game.
I also like it a lot. It's good. It also seems doable. Actually got,
I mean,
fun.
I know I beat this game. Me and my neighbor, like, while playing, I always, for some reason in my head, had it in that we always played the first Double Dragon.
I think it must have been
this one. Clearly not.
Yeah.
And while playing this, it was like, this is the one we played.
Yeah. And honestly, though, this game is very similar to the first one, even level design-wise. Right. And, like, this is basically, Double Dragon 2 is basically, they took Double Dragon 1 and just sort of made it better, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. So yeah, you're going to give it a
game,
4.
This game's great.
4 out of 5.
Everything what? Yeah, everything works how it should, you know. It looks for an NES game, it looks actually really.
Oh my.
There's
you just cut out, Drake. You just cut out. It looks really what?
It looks really good for an NES game.
Yeah, it does. It does. The colors are very vivid. I don't know. You can tell what everything is. Like sometimes on NES games you cannot, you know.
It is just the two characters, Billy and Jimmy, are just the exact same, except one wears red and one wears blue.
And it's still, though, even though it does look good, I still did get confused a couple times on who I was. Like,
you just got to remember your color.
I know, but I guess we're doing a podcast, and I wasn't paying, like, strict attention, you know? So, I guess I would give this game a 3.5. I don't think I'm going to quite go to 4.
Oh.
But it is good. Maybe a 3.75. You know, okay. I've been thinking,
3.75.
Should we move our scale to 10? 10 feels better than 5. It feels like there's more of a range we can get there. Like, you know, like some games are 4s and some are 3s, the way we do it now.
True.
But a lot of games are like 3.75s or 3.5 or, you know, like with a 10 scale, I don't know. We can talk about this later, I guess.
We can make it a 10, you know. Hey, we got episode 200 coming up. Let's change everything.
Change it up a little bit. Let's do it. Fuck yeah. But yeah, this game is really good. I really like the music. It plays well, you know, like there. My main complaint is the controls, though. Like, I hate the... Whichever direction you're facing depends. Yeah. The button you press depends on the direction you're facing, which is very weird and takes some getting used to.
Like, I understand kind of the reasoning behind it, but at the same time, I feel like it should just be A is always punch no matter which way you're facing, and B is always back kick
no matter which way
you're facing. And it would make it so much better.
Yeah, it would make it so much better. Honestly,
instead of changing depending on which direction you're facing.
When we tested this game out last night to make sure that we could do this and stuff, I didn't even notice that controller feature. Like, I guess I kept kicking when I didn't want to, and I couldn't figure out why. And that is why, because I was facing the wrong direction. I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm pressing punch. I don't know. But yeah, this game is pretty fucking good. I think 3.75 is what I'm going to give it. I'm not going to quite give it a 4, but 3.75.
Yeah, I've got a lot of good memories with this game.
Yeah.
When I was a child.
I mean, it's fucking Double Dragon. Double Dragon is sweet. Did you ever see the Double Dragon movie?
I'm pretty sure I've watched that movie with you many times.
Yes, that is correct.
movie is terrible.
It is terrible. I feel like that is one of the movies we used to rent. When we were in college, Revelers, there was a video store that had, on Tuesdays, you could rent two VHSs for 99 cents for two. And so we would go and rent like 6 movies a week or something. And
we would go, it would be like everyone that lived in our house at the time. So there were 4 of us, and we would each go and we'd each pick out our own 2 movies.
And then we'd just watch them throughout the week.
We'd watch them throughout the week.
Yeah.
2 movies for $1.
And I feel like Double Dragon, the movie, was probably one of those.
Do you not own that?
No, I've never owned it. I've never owned it. I should own it. It feels like something I should own. But that is, it's kind of a crappy movie. Yeah, it is. And that's coming from me. I'm the lover of all movies. So,
It's still entertaining. I was just thinking while we were playing this, like, I should watch Double Dragon.
Right. Well, you got some time now, so you might as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Jurek, do you know what other people thought of Double Dragon 2?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
The Wikipedia didn't really have much about anything as far as, like, ratings of it. I think it has a bit of stuff maybe for... It's got some percentages here for what I think is the arcade version, but from a bunch of publications I have never... And they're all... I mean, they're all in, like, the high 70s to low 80s.
Something's weird, Drake. You keep cutting in and out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are we losing it?
I think we might be losing it, but but yeah, so other people like this game. I mean, everybody likes Double Dragon. I mean,
they gave it like a B.
A B. And that's I feel like that's what it deserves. It's a B is a good grade, as far as I'm concerned. You know?
Yeah, right. It's passing.
Like, that's passing. I feel like if you get a B in school, you're doing well. You know?
Damn right.
Let's see. What else do we do at the end of this podcast?
Now we just gotta
do some plugs. Yeah, if the Revelers wanted to talk to you about Double Dragon 2, could they tweet at you?
You sure can. You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at @early_Matt, and early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
Indeed, retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
At gmail.com. There's a weird clicky thing. I know that's what you said, but I don't know if that's being recorded or not. I don't know. There's weirdness happening with your stream right now. But it's okay.
Hopefully it's all coming through okay.
Revelers, give us a rating on your favorite podcast app. We would really appreciate it. Also, thanks for bearing with us during this crazy quarantine time. Like, we're happy to be able to get an episode out here. You know, we're dealing with technology, so thanks for just understanding and you know, we're still here. We're COVID-free at the moment, so that is good.
We are.
I really hope everyone out there is staying safe and healthy. Please stay home. I know it sometimes seems like a dumb thing to do, but it's actually the smartest thing you can possibly do. And it's not about you. It's about the vulnerable people in our society. So,
I imagine, us and most people probably who are listening to the podcast are in age range where it's mostly safe.
Yeah. But
like Earl said, it's not about you. It's about others.
It's about keeping others safe.
Stopping the spread.
Yeah. Stop the spread.
Or keeping it as minimal as possible. Like, even the stay at home stuff, some people are saying it's not necessarily to prevent you from getting the virus. Like, odds are, who knows? Maybe everyone eventually is going to.
The next year we're all going to have it.
But the point of it all is to make sure we don't all get it at the exact same time and overwhelm the hospitals.
Yep, and that is absolutely correct. So please stay safe out there, Revelers. We love you. Thanks for listening, Drake. You want to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week. Game on, social distancers.
Game on, social distancers. What do you got planned?
So I'll meet you at what, Leaning Tower?
Yeah. Let's break in.
they got like takeout. We'll stand outside and eat a pizza.
And eat a pizza 6 feet away.
6 feet apart.
Yeah.